First of all, let me bring warm greetings from Presbytery. Sometimes it seems that Presbytery is a somewhat distant body that maybe wants to make life difficult for us, with forms to fill in and instructions to be obeyed, whichever church we belong to. But it's really not like that. Presbytery is made up of people like us, ministers and elders, trying their best to give direction to the local churches in an age where Christianity has largely moved from centre stage in society to the very fringes. It's not an easy time for the church nationally, but that doesn't mean that God has given up on us. Far from it. It's often at the darkest times that we discover, often with hindsight, that God has been working most powerfully. Perhaps this is a time when God is bringing about creative change in the life and witness of the church, both locally and nationally, through the very challenges and tensions that we now face. So we are here, Bob, Catherine, and myself, to encourage you today, to wish you well and to pray for this church, Dunfermline Abbey Church, to have a bright and fulfilling future in the service of the Lord. And Presbytery exists to help you to go forward in your journey of faith, not on your own, but in partnership with the other churches in Presbytery, with other churches and denominations in your neighbourhood, and indeed with other churches in the wider world. How you proceed on that journey is entirely up to you as a congregation under the leadership of your Kirk Session and your minister. What I hope to do today is to share some reflections on our visit to the Kirk Session some 3 weeks ago. At that meeting, we gained an insight into the opportunities and challenges you face here at the Abbey. I think we gained some understanding too of what it is to belong to the Abbey Church, a church quite different from each of our own church communities, a church with a unique contribution to make in its witness and influence in the world. I was also able to come here to worship one Sunday, not in secret, but just as an ordinary worshipper, when I was on holiday a couple of weeks ago. And I experienced firsthand the life of your church and what proved to be a rather special Sunday as you welcomed and encouraged the Airborne Alliance at their annual muster. My title for today's sermon is, "You Are a City on a Hill." It's not quite a direct quote of Jesus, but it's an implication from his words in our gospel reading today. And it's the title of a song that I really got to like when we were doing a recent messy church. So now you know where I get my inspiration from, really. For those entering Dunfermline from the south, the Abbey in its historic position sits very much on a hill, and it certainly cannot be hidden. I'm sure this was the intention of those who chose this site so many centuries ago. And this prominence and history gives rise to opportunities and challenges too for the life of the congregation here. If you were asked at any other time, who is the light of the world? The chances are that you would reply, Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. And after all, he does say it in John's Gospel, in John chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. But the extraordinary thing we find is that Jesus' reply to that question, who is the light of the world, could well be, you are, you are, you are. Each one of us, he says to us, you're the light of the world. He said it to his first disciples quite early on in their time with him. They'd only just begun their journey in getting to know him and learning from him. You're the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. And Jesus' teaching to his first disciples is just as valid for his present-day disciples here in Scotland, here in Dunfermline. We may not feel like advanced Christians. We might not want to be known as disciples. We might just prefer to be simply called Christians, or even just members of the Kirk. But the fact is that Jesus has great expectations and confidence in his people. And these words are for us as much as they were for that first group of young people. Yes, they were young that followed him. So I'm going to commend Jesus' words to you as a congregation here. I want you to hear them as if they're words from him to you, because that's what they are. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. There's no point in hiding, so let your light shine. And that light comes from your faith in Christ and the fellowship you share. If you think back to the little light on my pen, and then the much brighter light from the camping light, and you'll see how coming together as a fellowship just sums up the light of Christ. It's clear that the congregation of the Abbey is a gathered congregation. By that I mean you come from fairly wide area of Fife and beyond. I understand that you've elders districts that cover as far away as Blair Hall in the west, Lochgelly in the east, and Kinross to the north, and Aberdour in the south. In fact, your parish it's almost like a parish covering the whole of Presbytery. You're a Christian community that comes together to worship. Make the most of those times of coming together. And remember that worship can happen any day of the week, not just on Sundays. Remember also there are many different styles of worship, and there may be ways that are new to you, but which prove right to you, just right for you, when you've tried them. And whilst worship is centrally important, fellowship is also key to being a Christian community. Paul makes it clear in his letter to the Colossians that the Christian life is deeply relational, as well as being worshipful. Indeed, Paul encourages Christian people to be compassionate, kind, humble, meek, patient, and above all, loving. Even before he encourages them to worship. But that worship sounds exciting too, for it is thankful, it's rich in teaching and wisdom, and it involves all kinds of music, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs of worship to God. You can be such a vital and growing Christian community. You have great potential as a church. Make the most of it, play your part in it, and enjoy your place in it all. Let your light shine in this place. Like the Celtic Christian communities of old, centres of light and learning. This could be a centre of Christian excellence, standing up for the peace, justice, and grace of Christ. You're already doing much, with many varied worship services, involvement with Frontline Fife, and Playlist for Life. You young people have a big part to play. But there's more. Be open to God's leading, and you'll be amazed at what can be done in his name. One of the things that is clear is that you are very proud of your building, and rightly so. The Abbey's long history and rich heritage are of great value. However, the same building comes with its challenges, not least the cost of maintaining such a historic building and ensuring it in the ways that are required. And of course, there's the relationship with Historic Scotland and the challenges that that brings. We heard of the struggle to have a ramp built here at the church for disabled access. We wish you well as you fight the good fight in that situation. It is so important to have that access, and I know you will keep going. And we would continue to encourage you working in ways to overcome the problems of maintaining your historic building whilst claiming it fully as a place of worship today. that it is. I am sure you will work with other congregations facing similar costly situations, but do ask Presbytery's help too. We will give you the help that we can, and even the moral support of Presbytery may be helpful. But above all, see your situation in the Abbey building as a real blessing and a place of opportunity. See the many visitors who come as welcome guests, who, like the pilgrims of old, are open to hear of the Christian traditions and history of the Abbey, but then hear of the continuing life and worship of the church and the Christian community here. This is a great witness to the gospel in this place. The visiting team were heartened to hear of the classes for new communicants regularly that welcome in new people to the congregation each year. And your young people are a very important part of the community here at the Abbey. Listen to them and let them play their part fully. You'll be surprised at just how much they can offer and by the richness of their imagination and creative gifts. And share all the good things of your Christian heritage with them too. They will value being part of what God is doing here. It's essential that you share the good news of the gospel of Christ with them in modern and creative ways. Messy church, youth initiatives, young church. As the psalmist says, we will tell the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. I haven't forgotten that you're a parish church here too, with responsibilities for part of Dunfermline and for Crossford. You serve the town of Dunfermline in a unique way, attracting visitors to the town and providing a place of hospitality and welcome at the Abbey. You also care for your parish in appropriate ways, and Crossford receives your attention in effective ways with messy church, school involvement and the gala, to name a few. If future plans for Dunfermline Town come to fruition, your parish may well grow considerably and bring further challenges and opportunities. Some of these may fall to your minister, but she cannot meet all the challenges alone. Whilst it'd be good to be able to secure assistance for your minister, the truth is that the available pool of trained people is very limited. This is a time for everyone in the church to discover their own gifts and to put them to work in the life of the church. You're a gifted people, and it may well be that your particular gifts are just what God is wanting to develop so that he can do a new thing or a supportive thing in your area, in your parish, in your community, and in your church fellowship. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you have a lot going for you here at the Abbey. A unique historic situation at the heart of Dunfermline. A sizable congregation with many able and gifted people. Opportunities that the Abbey affords. A good number of enthusiastic young people. And a hard-working minister in Marianne with energy and vision to lead you forward. You also have challenges. The challenges of maintaining a historic building. The challenges of looking to the future and developing the life of your church. We would encourage you to see even these challenges as potential opportunities. Seek out the possibilities hidden in them and go forward in faith, trusting that God will be your guide for the way ahead. Jesus did say, you are the light of the world. But he also said, I am the light of the world. It is clear that the light we have depends on him. It's not just our own little light that is shining. It's his light shining in us, in his people. So when we let our light shine as Christian people, it's a far greater light that is bringing light to this world. It is the light of Christ. So, Christian people of the Abbey, Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. May God bless you in your worship, your work, and your witness for the Lord. Amen.